Now that we're approaching the primary and caucus season, it's time to talk about the most interesting poll of all, the Red Poll. Red polls are finally starting to turn up at Duluth feeders. Although 280 common red polls were counted on the Duluth Christmas bird count, they were concentrated in the outskirts of town. One of my friends had some in Lakewood Township, but they haven't turned up at my favorite Port Wing Blue Jay haters feeder yet. And not one was counted on the Rochester Christmas bird count, even though their 64 species set an all-time Minnesota record. Most red polls are probably still way north of here, enjoying their frozen Arctic wonderland. Experiments show red polls to be the hardiest songbirds in the whole world, hardier even than crows and ravens. Yes, these fragile-looking finches can survive air temperatures as low as 67 degrees below zero. They even take winter baths in icy brooks or by burrowing into wet snow. How can such tiny finches be so hardy? No, they don't have antifreeze in their blood, but they do have unusually good eyesight at low light intensities, so they can start breakfast at dawn while other birds are still shivering in their cold winter beds. And red polls can keep eating at dusk when other birds have already retired. The extra calories from these twilight meals provide the fuel a red poll needs to survive the worst cold spells. Also, unlike most songbirds, a red poll can stoke its furnace several times during the night. It pigs out during those late afternoon meals, eating more seeds than its stomach can hold. The surplus is stored in a series of pouches in its esophagus to be drawn upon throughout the night. And the seeds a red poll selects are dense in calories, like birch, thistle, and sunflower. Finally, a red poll's streaked pinkish plumage is unusually thick and warm. Red polls are as gregarious as they are hardy. In the breeding season, they don't fight over territories, and often they build their nests very close together. And in winter, they team up, often in flocks of several hundred birds. The five visiting my feeder this year seem as aware of each other's movements as the Boston Celtics are. Red polls are found here throughout the regular basketball season, and one or two can occasionally be found through the playoff period, though unlike the Celtics, red polls usually don't last here through the finals in June. The best way to tell a red poll from a Boston Celtic is that red polls never wear high-top shoes. Red polls look quite a bit like pine siskins, and sometimes people don't even notice them in a siskin flock. All red polls have some yellow on their beaks, and all have a red forehead that glitters in the sunlight. Males usually show some pink on their breasts, though it's quite variable. Red polls are classified in the same genus as siskins and goldfinches, and all of them are about 5 inches long from beak to tail. Like siskins, red polls are curious and tame. Sometimes mine don't even leave the feeder as I pour seed in. They've been known to light on people, and some have even been caught by hand for banding. Red polls are drawn to expensive Niger seed the way yuppies are drawn to sushi. Fortunately, most red polls settle for sunflower seed. So far, the yuppie syndrome has been pretty much contained within the human species and will probably never spread to birds. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.